Find information about broadcast careers and apply online. Minorities and women are strongly encouraged to visit us. It's the Alabama Broadcasters Association Job Fair. Visit broadcastersvirtualjobfair.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Human error gets the blame for ruining 15 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine the FDA is investigating. There's been another mass shooting, this one in the city of Orange, California. No word yet on a motive for yesterday afternoon's attack at an office building. Four people were killed, one of them a child. The gunman, shot by police, was critically wounded. President Biden proposing $2.25 trillion to modernize America's infrastructure and create jobs. Republicans say it's a Trojan horse bill. It's loaded down with tax hikes. A surge in COVID-19 cases prompting a lockdown on the University of Pittsburgh's main campus. 29,000 students there ordered to shelter in place. Dow futures up 21 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 115. More details at srnnews.com.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services, you get a huge network of doctors, you get great customer support, and you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
You're listening to the freshest new format on the dial. The Nick. All Nickelback. All the time. That's right. This station is now The Nick, your number one place for the number one band in the world. Nickelback is all we play. Yeah! Now, The Nick Morning Show with Chad and Kroger.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Chad.
And I'm Kroger with the new Nick Morning Show. You said you couldn't get enough Nickelback. And we listened.
And this is how we remind you that Nickelback is the only band worth listening to.
But before we get into a commercial-free Nickel Block, let's go to Sylvia, who called on the toll-free Nick number.
OMG, my prayers have been answered. You guys gotta play me some Nickelback.
I love it. What song do you want to hear?
Who cares? They're all so good.
They're dropping a dime to talk about Nickelback.
Back to the Nick number. We got Frank on the car phone.
I love Nickelback, and I'm loving the changeover to the Nick Morning Show. Way better than those other guys.
Thanks, Frank. You are a rock star.
Good one, Chad.
Thanks, Kroger. Time to get back to the music with what else? A song from Nickelback.
On your flagship station for all things Nickelback.
The Nick.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, what you need.
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black jet with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
And welcome to the all-new Nick at 93.1 FM. I'm the only person they kept from the old crew. We let Rich go because why pay him all that money when we can get the weather for free from Alexa?
Look for wildly scattered hijinks followed by sudden office pranks. There will be increased tomfoolery with a slight chance of untied shoelaces. Chance of sitting on a toilet that's been wrapped in cellophane, 80%. Happy April Fool's Day. And remember, trust no one.
Including me. Here's Rich. I should play your professional introduction.
That's to an open. Yeah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Okay, so you're going to hear this forecast and think it's an April Fool's joke, but it ain't. Windy, unusually cool as we start the brand new month of April. High temperature only in the 50s. I think we'll make the upper 50s. Winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. That's going to make Heartbreak Hill that much more difficult today. Wind advisory in effect area-wide. Gale warning on the coast. Freeze warning tonight. Overnight low temperature around 32 by dawn tomorrow morning. The record is 30 from 1881. Not quite as windy tomorrow, but too cool. Too cool for my money. High around 60. Down to 34 Saturday morning, more widespread frost. 69 Saturday, Easter Sunday, perfect. Morning low 40, afternoon high 74. Now, just ahead of much more music on the Nick, it's 43 at 614.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And this is not an April Fool's prank, because I can tell you that plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And if you have a plumbing issue at your house this morning, I know the people to call. They're open right now. As a matter of fact, they'll take your call in the middle of the night. You don't have to say, Rich told me to call. It's Plumbing by Luke Wire. And they're very, very, very professional. I like the fact that, well, first of all, they're going to tell you when they're going to be on their way. They'll give you an idea. Yeah, we might be there 8 to 5 today, or it might carry over to tomorrow. It's nothing like that at Plumbing by Luke Wire. They will take your call in the middle of the night, on the middle of a holiday, and on the middle of the weekend, even on Easter weekend. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. That's why they are my go-to plumbers. And I suggest a whole house plumbing inspection where they will try to check all, well, they will check all your plumbing inside and out, looking for something that's about to become a major problem and fix it before it does. 264-9666. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them. 264-9666. Plumbing by Luke Wire. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Here on the Nick, we are proud to have the exclusive debut. I did not know that this had happened. But back in 1976, an L.A. concert promoter offered the Beatles $30 million for one show at the Hollywood Bowl. And they took the money. Of course, it was sold out. And for the first time, we have audio of that performance.
Is that right?
Yeah, check it out. The Beatles live. Their last concert, 1976. And for that era, the quality is pretty good.
Sounds
It's like a Nickelback tune.
Was made.
Well, and then there's the Lorne Michael offer. Isn't that hilarious?
That was one of the funniest moments in SNL history, you know, and yeah. Making a big deal out of the fact that he had a check already made out to the Beatles.
How much check?
For $3,000. You can split it any way you want. You can give Ringo less if that's what you decide. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. What a shame that they have turned into a hate fest. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Hi. Miss some April Fool's hijinks song.
No, we're darn.
We're 93.1 The Nick, all Nickelodeon. Okay. I mean, all Nickelback all the time.
Oh, yeah. Nickelback. Yeah. Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon. Although we do have a new song from SpongeBob SquarePants coming up.
Your phone's playing some audio.
Oh, it's that stupid Fox News.
How many times have I told you to silence all phones before you come to the studio?
Sorry, Pops. But I had to post that story about our moron president supporting the boycott or moving the All-Star game out of Georgia. I am so up to here with all of them. They better not do it.
Is MLB even entertaining the idea?
Well, the head of the Players Association, who was apparently as dumb as our president.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Other, you got to show an ID to pick up tickets to the will call window at the box office for the game.
Right.
You can't show a driver's license when you go to vote. This is garbage, and I'm up to here with it, especially with that potato head in the White House. all of this chaos brought to you by Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, folks who restore choices to lives that have been affected by accidents. They work with, over the years, hundreds, thousands of our wounded heroes who have returned facing a lifetime of adjustment. Sometimes it's short term. Whatever, people recover and adjust better in familiar environments. So home is the place that they go first. They reconfigure the house to make sure they've gotten all the risk out of the way that's possible. And then from that point forward, go about ramps, rails, whatever's needed to help somebody live a full and meaningful life. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. It's a totally customized approach to wellness from a really amazing team of people. Gulf States Mobility. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. We'll be on TV in just a moment.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where, don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Y'all know what day it is?
No.
April Fool's.
April Fool's.
April Fool's. Just a little joke, folks.
Told you all.
Yes, April Fool's.
We tell practical jokes on April Fool's Day.
You'll stop with this April Fool's nonsense.
April Fool's Day is favorite holiday.
As of right now, April Fool's Day is over.
Well, here at, what's our new station?
Yeah, we introduce ourselves as the Nick this morning, the all-new Nick. All Nickelback all the time.
That's right.
That was our
93.1 The Nick.
Yeah, and we've had a bunch of those. We just played a fake Beatles live song from a concert that was actually suggested in 1976. Somebody offered to pay them $30 million to perform at the Hollywood Bowl. They turned it down, but we brought it to life this morning here.
Jay, you had a great one the other day from Taco Bell. What was the Taco Bell one?
Oh, they said they bought the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was...
It's called the Liberty Taco Bell.
The Liberty Taco Bell. And while everybody was... Apparently, there was enough outrage, their sales just went through the roof.
Is that right?
Yeah. Even though there was a lot of people mad about it.
Then the federal guy, chimed in and they were going to rename what?
They're going to sell the Lincoln Memorial to the Ford Motor Company and call it the Lincoln Mercury Memorial.
That's very funny.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Well, nobody likes to be fooled.
Well, it does say that most of us don't want to be pranked ourselves.
No. We had a fun one year where we made up a story in traffic that a kangaroo had escaped from the zoo in Miami.
Yeah.
So to keep an... And so, like, there were all kinds of calls.
No.
This is when I used to work in Miami. I should have prefaced that.
Miami.
He's from you've never mentioned that before. You got to mention that in the story, because otherwise we're not going to know.
But I did one year that really made a lot of people angry.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear about it?
Sure.
He sounded so confident. Rich sounded so enthusiastic. Sure.
Go ahead. Oh, well, go ahead.
All right, so
spit it out.
We set this one up starting days in advance. I was working with my newswoman was a beautiful lady named Joanne Rice, and we started weeks ahead. We started flirting openly on the air.
Uh-huh.
And on March 31st, we had a huge event at the Miami downtown. I used to work down there, and we got a big announcement to make. It's packed. There's like 700 or 800 people there.
Oh no!
Can't move. So we come on the stage, and we came out and said, "We just wanted to let you know, we're getting married, and we're getting married right now." So we had my guy. Like Jay was a registered, what do you call it?
Ordained. I can do
ordained.
Yeah.
So he did the ceremony, and we kissed the bride rather convincingly.
We.
The next morning, the rest of the morning crew showed up and said, "If you missed the thing last night, Greg and Joanne got married, and they're honeymooning. We're going to call them later." So at 8 o'clock, they call. We had it set up so it would sound like. Huh? What are you? Yeah. Why are you bothering us?
Yeah.
This is our honeymoon morning. But I was in the studio on a cell phone and then walked up to the microphone and said, "April Fool."
Oh,
we got
man.
Blasted. I mean, blasted because so many people bought
hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But didn't you used to work for weeks in advance? Hmm. That's amazing.
He sees the positive in everything, you know? That makes five.
For our radio audience, we're about to do the timeline here in a minute. I'm going to do a BBC one from 1957 that is the absolute classic in my mind. So that's what's called a tease. Sorry, guys.
Do you think the two Utes even know the story you're talking about?
Maybe not. I'll have to I'll text you the story later. But I just got a rap from. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Sounds good. See you later. April Fools.
Is this about the spaghetti trees?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I have them on?
We didn't get any calls. I didn't get any texts.
Good.
Oh, man. I hope so.
Well,
I mean, like I said, we didn't get any calls or texts.
It's one of those things where sometimes because you do it every day, you don't think about doing
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. See, we hear them in our ear before you hear them. But then Greg actually has to push a button to get them on the air. So.
But usually, these phones would be lit up.
I can't talk. I can't take you right now. I'm talking to my dog. He's acting like he needs to.
Well, Rich has already teased a really cool April Fool's prank from years past. I guess we'll get a take on that right now. I'm going to be very mad at myself.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Uh-oh.
We were or weren't? We're or weren't? Uh-oh.
But it was an April Fool's prank. It was a good one. It was a good one.
Yeah, we appreciate it. That's a good one. We kind of...
You kind of heard one side of the conversation, but thankfully that was mostly Greg. No, I'm sorry.
They weren't on. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, no. We're getting the calls now.
Okay.
Why don't you people text me and while it's happening and say, I can't hear you?
Oh, man. We're not going to tell our friends at CBS 8 and ABC 32.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
We just won't tell them because it'll sound one-sided.
This is a bitter pill to swallow.
Yeah, well, Rich is enjoying it, apparently.
Oh, is that why I see a second sunrise on the other side of the computer? Is he glowing again? We had 2.22 inches of rain.
I had 172. Yeah, gosh almighty. What'd you have?
What did I have? One, what is it? Hang on.
That was a soaker.
Let's go take a look here, and I can tell you what I had.
My grass is squish material.
1.62.
Okay. So, mine was bigger and his was biggest.
The point being that with rain like that, and some of that was driven by pretty high wind yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those storms. You might be one of those unfortunate folks who sees a stain in the ceiling today. All it takes is a little micro crack in a roof and the right combination of wind and rain to get under a shingle and create that hideous stain. It does not mean, it looks like you might need a new roof, but it's actually just a isolated situation they can seal. Jones Brothers will come out, trace it to its origin, make sure it never happens again. And they have a painter who specializes in touching those up, but they do so much more in addition to roof repair and replacement, including energy efficient windows and doors. Their work comes with a guarantee that's second to none, and you can browse it all at jbroof.com or call them directly at 800-264-8009. 633, our first look at the roads. You're on the Nick.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic not looking bad out there at all this morning. We don't have any problems with Tumka, Prattville, or Millbrook. No accidents in the Montgomery area so far. And what little congestion we are seeing this early is on the Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue inbound and on Troy Highway and Highway 31 out of Prattville. So buckle up, be safe. We'll keep you updated. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage, get cash out, or to get pre-approved to buy. MCS and Wetumpka, just a phone call away in MLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jane.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. An Ally McBeal reboot is in the works. Fox will air it alongside The Simpsons on a night called Musty TV. Dermatologists say Gwyneth Paltrow's recent tips on applying sunscreen are incorrect and potentially dangerous. In fact, they're so medically off the mark, Gwyneth has been asked to guest host Jeopardy. Girls Gone Wild founder Joe Francis turns 48 today. People used to pay that guy to see girls go wild. Now they just rewatch the Grammys for free. Today is National Burrito Day. Good that it's right now, because in a few weeks there might be another toilet paper shortage. And Dyson unveiled a vacuum with a laser. It's the biggest advancement in sucking since the New York Jets. This is not headline news.
At 6:35 with the timeline for the 1st of April, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
From New York, 91st day of the year, 274 days remaining. On opening day in Major League Baseball. It's always a very special day for boys everywhere, even boys that are grown up.
Full
boys.
15 games are being played today.
That's right. Every team is playing today, and that never happens on the opening day.
on a regular opening day, but we have uncertain times. This is Atheist Day, and honest to God.
I don't believe it.
Honest to God.
Wow.
And it's International Fun at Work Day. Aren't we having fun?
Yeah, all the time.
We are. It's also National Walking Day. We'll be walking briskly today, Chase. On this date in 1700, English pranksters began popularizing the annual tradition of April Fool's Day by playing practical jokes on each other.
Practical jokes.
Now what we're doing.
Thank you, Elma. Thank you, Elma.
Put on the ring.
1945, U.S. troops land on Okinawa. 1946, an undersea earthquake off the Alaska coast triggers a massive tsunami. It kills 159 people in Hawaii, around Hilo. And now, that prank I was telling you about. 64 years ago, in 1957, April Fool's prank, the BBC announced that because of a mild winter in Switzerland, spaghetti trees were producing more spaghetti than normal. And they showed footage of people pulling strands of spaghetti off the tree branches.
Spaghetti tree.
So people immediately started calling and asking how to grow a spaghetti tree. And the BBC told them, quote, place a string of spaghetti in a tin of tomato sauce and hope for the best.
I remember seeing the video of that.
It's hilarious.
Years later, Johnny Carson showed it. And they had, I mean, they went to great lengths to show these huge trees.
With spaghetti all over them, yeah.
Strands of spaghetti growing down.
The fact that the stuffy BBC agreed to do that. And that even made it more believable, I think. On this date in 1960, an important day in the history of weather. The first true weather satellite, Tyros 1, launched from Cape Canaveral. 1961, the Beatles began a three-month residency of the Top 10 Club in Hamburg, Germany, playing 92 straight nights. And get this now. The group played for 7 hours a night on weekdays and 8 hours on the weekends and took 15-minute breaks an hour.
Wow.
On this date in 1963, General Hospital, GH, makes its debut as a half-hour show. Expanded to 45 minutes in 1976 on ABC and a full hour back in 78. On this date in 1970, President Nixon signs a measure banning cigarette advertising on radio and television to take effect on January 1st, 1971.
Yeah, now nobody smokes.
I don't think they ever officially banned liquor ads, but it was a broadcasting the ABA kind of thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, you could advertise beer. Obviously, beer has been on TV forever.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they banned ads for hard liquor, which is ridiculous.
And now there's hard liquor ads all over the place.
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah. You know why that was changed?
Why?
Because they needed the money.
Now, our song of the day, and we need the money, it came from a great year of music back in 1975. Love this band. Three guys from Waverly, Ohio? Really? They used to tour a lot in the Midwest and the Northeast and right here in the Deep South, too. They played a lot of colleges, and they got played on rock radio and country radio. Amy, what you gonna do? I think we can stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Here's some Pure Prairie League on your timeline.
I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought that I might keep you for my own. Amy, what you wanna do?
That's a good one. Pure Prairie League. Amy, what you gonna do? And then it turns into Falling In and Out of Love. I love that.
Didn't they have another hit too?
Yeah, they did. Let Me Love You Tonight was a upper mid charter. And they may have had one more. 37 years ago, in 1984, the great Marvin Gaye shot to death by his own father, who later pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter and got off with a probation. You know that song, Final 24?
Reels runs it about the final 24 of RFK Jr. Everybody. You ought to see the final 24 on Marvin Gaye.
I would like to see that.
Very, very.
That was such a shock because he was still making new music.
Yeah, but he was so whacked out on everything, and Dad finally just had enough. Oh, here's another April Fool's prank. 1985, Sports Illustrated claimed
this is a good one.
A rookie pitcher named
Sid Finch
was playing for the Mets. They said he could throw a 168-mile-an-hour fastball. And he trained at a monastery in Tibet. Met fans went nuts, and the magazine was flooded with requests for more information on a guy who didn't exist.
168 miles an hour.
And trained at a monastery.
Yeah, I mean, that should have been obvious, but they could have made it more believable if they had said we can throw 115 or 120.
Right,
can.
Right. 168. 2004, Google introduces Gmail. The launch is met with skepticism, but it worked, I guess. Here's another April Fool's prank, 2010. Ben and Jerry, they announced the world's first virtual ice cream. They claimed that if you could test the flavor of the ice cream just by licking your computer screen. One more April Fool's prank, 2012. Actually, we got two more. Mitt Romney's campaign staff had Paul Ryan introduce Mitt at a pancake breakfast that was supposedly filled with supporters. But when Romney walked in, the room was empty. 2014, April Fool's prank. NPR tried to convince people that Keanu Reeves was remaking Citizen Kane, starring himself as the fictional version of Fox News billionaire Rupert Murdoch.
That's a good one, too.
This sounds like an April Fool's joke, but it really happened in 2017. Bob Dylan receives the Nobel Prize for Literature. In Sacco. Birthdays. One of Greg's favorite. Rachel Maddow is 48 today.
It's a shame.
Girls Gone Wild founder Joe Francis is 48 today. Susan Boyle, 60. Annette O'Toole, 69. We're 3 days away from Easter Sunday. 1 week away from my son's birthday. His name is Chase. 38 days till Mother's Day. SEC football in 159 days. And 239 days till Thanksgiving. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. At 6:43, you know, it's fun to do the April Fool stuff, but it's worse when you make an April Fool out of yourself, you know? Well, I'm still... No, it's all right. I'll be okay.
A lot of it, people knew what was being said, I think. I think it's fine. It's okay.
I decided, this being the first day of the month, and every month at Jack Ingram, they have new specials and deals from their family of stores, but I wanted to visit the Signature Pre-Owned lot, and I'm noticing that some of the things that we were telling about earlier have been sold, which is great. These are people buying cars that are vetted. And in the category of vehicles available under $10,000, there's some tremendous opportunities here. If you have a new driver in the family, there's a 2016 Volkswagen Jetta with only 95,000 miles on it, under $9,000. A very reliable, very safe car. In fact, there's two, a 2014 with only 100,000 on it. Let's see, a 2012 Hyundai Elantra GLS, $6,400 on that. They've got a Volvo XC70 that's available under 10, a Ford Explorer. You need a big car for the carpool or for business, and you don't need to spend or buy something brand new. That's a great opportunity there. 2010 Nissan Sentra, which was driven less than 9,000 miles a year, so that car was baby. That's $6,800. And the best news of all, Mercedes-Benz E-Class 350 with only 100. It's a 2008 13 years old, looks brand new, and driven less than 8,000 miles a year. All of these are available with over 20 financing options at Jack Ingram Signature Used Car. See Tip Tames and his great team of people at 235 North Eastern Bypass, or shop online Because they at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars can make it possible for you to love what you drive.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Make sure you wear something warm this morning, maybe a sweatshirt. Already wind chill is a factor. It's going to be windy, unusually cool for the first day of April with a high temperature only in the 50s. Winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour today. That's why there's a wind advisory in effect. A freeze warning tonight. Our overnight low temperature down to about 32 at dawn. The winds come down a bit. Record low tomorrow morning, 30. That's going to be close. Not quite as windy tomorrow, but still too cool for my money. High around 60, down to 34 Saturday morning with more widespread frost. Up to about 69 Saturday. Easter Sunday, I think it's going to be nearly perfect. Morning low 40, sunrise at 6:29, afternoon high 74. Boy, you can't write a better script for Easter Sunday. Right now, with northwest winds at 11 miles per hour, that 43-degree temperature feels like 37. That's the wind chill factor at 6:47.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
About an hour from now, we'll be doing animal stories. You'll find out about a big, fat pussycat that got himself into a bit of a jam. He's okay. We always want to let you know that. It's just an interesting story. Condors and more coming up. Today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy. Right now, we'll see how the traffic is doing.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We're seeing a little bit of action now on Highway 331 and Norman Bridge in the downtown. A little busy on Northeast Boulevard. A lot of that traffic coming into Montgomery off of 231 in Wetumpka. I-65 and 85 looking good and no accidents anywhere in the listening area so far this morning. We'll keep you updated. If you're looking for a Camry, Corolla, or RAV4, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. And you're going to save some money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Human error gets the blame for ruining 15 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine the FDA is investigating. There's been another mass shooting, this one in the city of Orange, California. No word yet on a motive for yesterday afternoon's attack at an office building. Four people were killed, one of them a child. The gunman, shot by police, was critically wounded. President Biden proposing $2.25 trillion to modernize America's infrastructure and create jobs. Republicans say it's a Trojan horse bill. It's loaded down with tax hikes. A surge in COVID-19 cases prompting a lockdown on the University of Pittsburgh's main campus. 29,000 students there ordered to shelter in place. Dow futures up 21 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 115. More details at srnnews.com.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
You've seen them on the streets, wandering, frightened, and confused, completely unaware that today is April 1st.
I was told there was a loss of gravity on the east side of town, and that small children were floating away.
Maybe you thought to yourself, One day I'll help.
Well, I was told there was a new pet tax, and I had to bring my dog in to be weighed.
But the victims of April Fool's Day pranks don't have until the 12th of never. They need your help now.
Then I heard there was a gravity surge on the west side of town, and the traffic was at a standstill.
For just pennies a day, you can provide help to those who need it most. For more information, call 1-800-SEND-ME-A-CALENDAR.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their 2 free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Hey, good morning. Here is today's Cheap and Trashy, and we told you yesterday the Game of Thrones was going to become a Broadway musical if Broadway ever reopens. Yeah. Now they're talking September.
Really?
Ridiculous. But we have a sneak preview of what you can expect from the Game of Thrones musical.
Coming to Broadway, it's the new Game of Thrones musical, Targaryen.
Daenerys Targaryen. Her name is Daenerys Targaryen. And though she seems so level-headed now, just you wait, just you wait.
From the minds of George R.R. Martin and Lin-Manuel Miranda.
She has not thrown away her throne. She has not thrown away her throne. She's got dragons and a Dothraki and army of Unsullied, and she's not thrown away her throne.
It's the story of overthrowing a tyrannical king.
You say that killing hookers with a crossbow could be foul play.
It's Targaryen coming to Broadway. Whatever the hell that opens up.
Yeah, right.
Who's Khaleesi?
Daenerys Targaryen.
That's an exclusive presentation of the Nick 93.1.
I was going to say the same thing.
Okay, at 6:53, the cancel culture gets to SpongeBob SquarePants as they're now going back and removing episodes that may be a little bit too adult for the target. Gosh. And we have a song for that, too.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
No, you're not.
Aye, aye, Captain!
Whoa! Who's the cartoon guy who just got canceled?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Someone was offended, so that show got pulled!
SpongeBob SquarePants!
This PC culture will be our downfall!
SpongeBob SquarePants!
We'd better watch out or they'll cancel us all!
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Are you ready? SpongeBob SquarePants! He's canceled. Turn it off.
A story that I found rather annoying yesterday. The L.A. County Sheriff says detectives have discovered what caused Tiger Woods to crash his SUV last month. But they're not going to reveal it because of privacy issues.
So why did they call a news conference to tell us that they're not going to tell us?
They're getting a lot of blowback on this. The sheriff either said a cause has been determined. The investigation's been concluded. He said they reached out to Tiger's people to see if they permit the release of the results. I'm assuming because there's some kind of medical involvement, a HIPAA violation, perhaps.
Do you think that was to pressure
They know this. There's no brake. He never hit the brakes.
Yeah.
So he was probably speeding. They probably could have learned that from that black box in the car.
Yeah.
But this sounds like white privilege to me. It does. They should have never announced they're doing this investigation. They should have never announced they got a warrant to examine the car and then come back. Yeah, okay, we know what happened.
We're
not going to tell you.
We're not going to tell you, but
stupid.
We know what happened.
We have some, oh, by the way, if you were planning on going to Cleveland to see the Indians, you will not be allowed to dress up like an Indian and go to an Indians game anymore.
Oh, really? What are they going to do?
They've already announced they're changing their name. In the meantime, while they're still the Indians, they're prohibiting fans from dressing like Indians, which includes war paint, abusive, inappropriate language, or conduct deemed disorderly, unruly, or disruptive, including inappropriate dress, may constitute grounds for ejection or refusal of admission. This includes headdresses, face paint styled in a way that references or appropriates American Indian cultures and traditions.
What about the old T-shirts like you saw me wearing the other day?
They would throw you out.
Jeez. A nice guy.
I mean, they only had that logo for 97 years.
Right? Chief Wahoo.
Yeah. And it just goes on and on and on. Oh, Rebel Wilson has a dog grooming show.
Yeah.
An ABC called Pooch Perfect. And now PETA wants to cancel that.
Why is it? Because there's dogs on it?
It pits dog grooming teams against each other for a chance to win money. The tasks include turning a dog into an entirely different animal, which often involves dyed fur, crazy accessories. Dogs are smart, loyal individuals, says PETA. They're not here for human amusement.
So they're turning it into like a JonBenet Ramsey situation?
Kind of like that, okay. You know, but look, I posted a picture on Facebook yesterday of Briscoe.
I saw that.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm going to show it to Jay maybe. See that? I thank Briscoe for helping me make an Easter basket for Mademoiselle Goose.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Mr. Thing.
Looks like he's ready for a Shakespearean play on on Stratford-on-Avon.
But no doubt, PETA would have an issue with that.
Yeah?
I'm waiting. Go ahead. Make my day. Let's see. TV Tonight, Hall of Fame, Top 100 Roast Moments. I saw some teasers for that, and I'm sorry, I'm not a roast fan.
Oh, roast. I thought you said rose.
Roast. It's just a bunch of... Here's David on the phone. Let's talk to a earthling.
So, it's the MLB pulls the All-Star game in Atlanta. I am never watching an MLB game again. I've already given up on the NBA and NFL.
I'm with
that's
you.
That's three we know of.
I'm with you.
I'm the third.
Oh, I don't think we're alone. I don't think we're alone at all. This is enough is enough.
I'm so tired of this political correctness. It's driving me crazy.
Right. We talked about it with David Blackman yesterday, who made basically the same comment. You know, he's a lifelong baseball fan, too. He says, they want to ruin it. Go ahead and move the game. They're going to pay a terrible price for that.
I think this will be probably even worse than the last strike, which 94. Ended MLB.
I would agree, because you still got 75 million people in this country who think this election was a joke, and Georgia was one of the places where it was maybe the worst.
Yeah,
ballots
absolutely.
And suitcases and lies about plumbing, and we got to close, and you go home and you stay. And you count, and I'm telling you, this law was designed to fix that, and